This episode of the Startup Slingshot is brought to you by Sunag Consulting. Sunag Consulting offers services to help your business compete and succeed in today's marketplace, including website design and online marketing. You can check them out at sunagconsulting.com or contact them by phone at 615-669-3269. For all the loyal TSS viewers out there, Sunag Consulting has put together a PDF of 20 things you can do today to improve your Facebook fan page. To snag a copy, click the Sunag logo to the right of the video. Now onto the show. Welcome to 10 and 10 on the Startup Slingshot. Today's guest is Matt Johnson. Matt is a financial professional turned social entrepreneur, and today, in a first for the Startup Slingshot, will be launching the next phase of his venture, Project Living Well, live on the show. Enjoy. All right, Matt, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, so you know the format. We're going to ask you 10 questions in 10 minutes. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, so tell us briefly about your professional background.
Well, I came from the wealth management field where I helped people that had a lot of money make more money. And I was just a couple of months away from a pretty nice promotion to become a partner with my team. And I left it all to follow this project that I began.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about the project.
Well, the project, Project Living Well, we sell products that create change locally while providing relief abroad. And what that looks like is we sell some really unique products that are meant to be conversation starters. So when people buy them, there's a story that's tied to it. With every product that we sell, we issue a challenge to the purchaser to go out and do one thing in their local community that brings life to someone. It could be something as small as shooting a smile to someone, all the way to as big as going to serve at a homeless shelter. And with every product that we sell, we're able to provide life to someone abroad by working with partners to provide clean water. So that's what the project is all about.
Gotcha. So you're trying to impact and provide clean water abroad and then create some change locally. Where did this idea come from?
Yeah. Well, the idea came from actually, it was a couple years ago. I took a trip to Latin America. I went down to Mexico. And for the first time, I stepped outside of my comfort zone. I was working in the financial world, and I met children that had such basic needs, and I came back from the experience, and I just felt more fulfilled in that 1 week that I went down there. And I realized that after coming back that I didn't need to go overseas to experience something bigger than myself and also make a difference. There was needs right here in my own backyard. And so we set out with the basic idea of creating this project. And we noticed that I wasn't the only one that was thirsty to do something bigger than myself. There were countless others all around me that were just asking for an opportunity to do something. They just needed an invitation. And so that's where we came up with this project as a way to relevantly invite people to go out and do good things in the world and to have some cool products that they can wear that can spark conversations around the amazing and inspiring stuff that they're doing in the world.
Yeah, that's exciting. So what's the big news? What are you launching today?
Well, we are coming out with an amazing product that we came across while we were back down in Latin America. We were actually in rural Nicaragua that we came across this really, really unique container that people were wearing out in the boonies, out in the middle of nowhere. And it was a water container called a calabash. And I actually have one here that I can kind of show you. This is what it looked like. And it was a water container that people wore. There's a kind of a strap that was around it, and people wore it. Kind of like a modern day canteen. And it just sparked a conversation for us. And we started asking what it was. And we realized that it was so much more than just a water container. And this thing has been around for thousands of years to bring life to people. And as soon as we heard what the story was, we just knew we had to bring this thing back to the States. We had to tell the story because I had never heard it before. Nobody else that I know had heard the story. And so that's what we're bringing back.
That's pretty exciting stuff. So you talked a little bit about your inspiration, which was question number 5, where it came from. What's kind of the goal behind the product?
The goal behind the product is to, it's bigger than just selling products and to sell water bottles and things like that. What it represents is what matters so deeply to us. And what we see is our goal is to engage people in something bigger than themselves. We notice that people want to do something meaningful with their lives. Our goal is to really just create products that inspire people to take that action, to turn passions into action, and to go out and do amazing things in the world. And it's amazing. We've already, just through a limited offering of products that we've had in the past few months, we've sold out of them. And we've got, if you can see the wall behind me, This is actually a wall of different people sharing their commitments of how they want to go out in the world. They want to do amazing things. And I don't know if you can read it, but one of my favorite ones is actually to smile and be nice to the grouchy lady at Taco Bell. It's awesome. This isn't meant to be a completely serious project. It's meant to have fun and to go do the things that you really want to be doing in the world and to bring life to people.
Gotcha. So how can people get involved? Where can they find this particular item?
Well, we're going to be launching this. We're launching this on Indiegogo.com. We're going to be doing a campaign where we are going to be offering the calabash, the modern day calabash, on the market. I didn't actually show you the actual one that we're going to be doing. This is what it looks like now. There's kind of a canvas case that goes on it, a really cool adjustable and detachable strap as well. And we're going to be offering this up on Kickstarter.com along with a number of other products that we have as well. One of them is including an opportunity for you to go with us down to Latin America to actually see the people that we are providing clean water by joining us and our partners. And you get to spend a week with the Project Living Well team, pick our brain, and get to see the heart behind why we do what we do.
That's really exciting. Just one clarification. You mentioned Kickstarter. Let's point them back to Indiegogo.
Oh, gosh. Sorry about that. Indiegogo. Yeah, Indiegogo is what I meant. Sorry.
Not a problem. You said Indiegogo once and then Kickstarter. It's okay. Our viewers are smart. They'll figure it out.
Indiegogo. That's what it is.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So they'll check it out. They'll go to the website. They'll hopefully see you. If they don't, they'll search for you there. Where do you kind of see this organization in, say, 10 years?
Oh, gosh. You had to ask me that question, huh? I've heard this saying that you overestimate what you can do in 1 year, but underestimate what you can do in five.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't even, I can try to guess what we'll be doing in 10 years. I know what our five-year number is. Our five-year number, our vision is to inspire at least 1 million people to begin living well by engaging with someone in need while providing at least 1 million people abroad with access to a really basic need, and that's the need for clean water. And so that's what our five-year projection is. 10 years from now, it would just be amazing that goodness, I can't even imagine what we'll be doing in 5 years. I can only imagine. It would be amazing to have the Project Living Well brand to be known as the brand of engagement. That when you see it, you know that the people that are wearing that brand, they are going out. They are some of the most incredible, inspiring people that are doing things in the world.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's good. So, what about a bit of encouragement? I mean, like you said, there are a lot of people out there that want to do good. There's a lot of young and first-time entrepreneurs out there in the trenches, maybe watching this or listening to this on their iPod, and they want to do something like what you're doing. They want to impact others and give back. You have any encouragement for those people?
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to start off with just saying one thing that may not sound very encouraging. It's going to be one of the most challenging things you've ever done in your life, and I can attest to that. But at the same time, that comes with a silver lining. It's going to be one of the most amazing things that you've ever done. I've never felt more alive and more fulfilled in doing what I'm doing right now than what I've been doing with Project Living Well. Also, make sure to invite other people to join what you are doing. You're going to feel very lonely if you just keep it to yourself and don't invite other people to come on board. I've been very fortunate because the project, it began out as just as me with an idea. And it has grown into a team of people that are doing, that have really taken ownership of what we are doing. So it's almost to the point now where I could almost step away and there's some amazing people in place that just understand it and have been lit on fire by the vision. So get a team on board. It's going to be really lonely unless you do that.
Gotcha. That makes a lot of sense. So you're living the high life as you explore this, even though it's tough work, but you're also getting other people involved that can help push the idea forward and help keep you encouraged. You know, we talked a little bit about some inspirational words for our viewers out there. Who inspires you?
I love the people that inspire me are the ones that are doing amazing things in the world, that have a story of how they took one opportunity to engage with people in need and how it changed the entire trajectory of their life. You look at people like Scott Harrison from Charity Water. He took a trip overseas and it wrecked him. You look at a Blake McCoskey who took a trip down to Argentina and he began Tom's Shoes. You look at a Jamie Tworkowski from Tourette Love in Her Arms and he engaged with someone that was struggling with depression and it changed his trajectory. It's people like that that inspire me, that stepped outside of their comfort zones one time and engaged with a people group that was in need that changed the course of their life. Those are the people that inspire me.
Yeah, that's a call to action right there. Step out of your comfort zone, try something out. All right. So what else? What other additional resources or people can our viewers or listeners look towards for maybe more information on how to get involved with your organization or how to start their own?
Oh, boy. Well, there are a number of books. Books are going to be your best friend. That is, I've really taken a liking to Seth Godin. Seth Godin is a well-known blogger and author, writes some really good books. There's a book, I believe he changed the name of it, but it was called All Marketers Are Liars: The Power of Telling Authentic Stories in a Low-Trust World. That if I didn't take that book from the library, I would have dipped it in highlighter because it's so good and it's changed the way that we tell stories here at Project Living Well. If you're looking at entering into social entrepreneurship, changing the world through business, I'd recommend a book called How to Change the World by David Borstein. Really good book. It's considered the Bible of social entrepreneurship. And I'd also recommend, oh, there's a whole number. I could give you a whole bunch of other books as well, but those are some really good books to just kind of kick off and start off with.
Gotcha. And then any last information on how people can get involved with your organization?
Oh, absolutely. Visit us at Indiegogo, not Kickstarter. Visit us at Indiegogo. We'll be having our live campaign. It'd be an amazing way for you to get involved. We've got a large goal of inspiring 5,000 people to back our project, to be one of the most backed projects, not necessarily most funded, but backed projects. Every person that backs our project comes with an opportunity for you to share how you want to go out in the world, how you want to do something that matters.
Yeah, it's exciting. So this has been great. To our viewers out there, you can find additional episodes of 10 and 10 on the Startup Slingshot. Matt, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks, Will. Appreciate it.